Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
Voices to you, we lift our voice to you, possessor of the earth, the owner of the universe. You are holy, we find you holy, Jesus, the great and mighty God. You are that who you are, God of all the earth. You are your
praise the Lord. Can you please appreciate the choir? God is holy. One of the most fundamental characteristics of God, that he is holy. And I was going through some scriptures this morning as I was preparing for this morning, and I kept seeing God saying, "For I am holy." Said, "I was one who brought you out of Egypt, for I am holy." And I kept asking myself, why the emphasis, "I am holy"? Praise God. I guess you do emphasis because you want to emphasize. So that they don't become forgetful hearers. They kind of excuse themselves that they did not hear. You are hearing today that God is holy. Tell your neighbor, "I hope you know that God is holy." God is holy. He's very, very holy. He's so holy that the Bible says even angels veil their faces because they can't behold the brightness of his light. I think there is a mathematical correlation between light and holiness. There should be a mathematical correlation. That's a postdoc work. This hour is greater than M equals, is it? Which one was Einstein's equation? A? E equals MC raised power of 2. This one is, I don't know how you come with it, but that one is serious. And light is equal to glory. Amen. So the more light you shine, the more glorious you are. But the foundation is holiness. So you want more light, you want more ugu, you get more light. And if you want more light, what do you get? What do you get? Get more holiness. Praise God. Good morning, church. It's been a long time, like Pastor Obola said, that I've seen so many faces in church. Over 10 months ago, I want to welcome you all back again in Jesus' name. The Lord has preserved you, and I'm trusting to keep preserving you unto old age in Jesus' name. You will not die untimely deaths. Now, yesterday, we got an unfortunate news of what happened in Akumba. And mom was saying these children were at home, survived all the corona and everything, only to come to school, and they had the trailer run them over. You will not be at the wrong place at the wrong time. One of my sons, I called him to know where he was. He said, "Daddy, I was supposed to go to where that trailer." He said, "I just changed my mind." Only to hear many minutes later that the trailer had crushed people. You won't walk into trouble. You won't walk into trouble. In the name of Jesus. Please, I'm not preaching yet. Please, pause that time. I want to announce certain changes in the structure. Of these are making it official now. Praise God. I want to inform us that the head of our publicity is Brother Toby Adeyinka. Brother Toby, where are you? Where's Toby? Where's bro Toby? Fair on me. You know bro Toby now. I won't call him by his nickname. You have no permission to call him by nickname except to his mates. Look at him. He's the only one in our brother this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Bro Toby, we appreciate you. Don't worry. Okay. Do you want to come to the phone? Don't worry. They know you already. Praise God. Please, he has my permission to lay hands on any of you to assist him in his work. Is that okay? That's why I'm announcing him. So when he comes to you and say, brother, sister, I need you to go do something. You don't start saying, who are you? By what authority do you speak? They say they don't know you. Bro Toby, come out. So they don't know you. Praise God. Mommy, on popular demand, they said they should come and step out. Can you appreciate it? Now, Bro Toby, if you're wearing this agbada now, what will you wear on the day of your wedding? Glory to God. It is well in Jesus' name. I want to appreciate Bro Bayo. Bayo Ibuku. Can you please appreciate Bro Bayo Ibuku? Hallelujah. He used to be the head of our academic unit and he did a fantastic job. I personally appreciate you. And I have a reason for asking him to step down now because very soon you may not be seeing him around again. It's not that he's going to be raptured. He's not being raptured. He's just not going to be around again. You share yourself for a while. Amen. He's changing location, physically or not spiritually. Amen. So the head of the academic unit is Deacon Blessing Akuma. Come out now. Maybe you don't know Deacon Blessing. Amen. Maybe you should come and preach this morning. And they don't know you. Again, this is very important because he's going to be talking to some of us who are students. Some of us who are students. I'll be asking us how is our academics and what's going on in our academics. We don't want to just grow spiritually. We also want to do very well academically. So we are putting in charge to monitor your academics. That includes me too, you know. In case you ask me, how am I doing in my academics? I should be doing my PhD now, but nobody, I hope you will be able to encourage me. Praise God. The head of welfare unit is Mrs. Olubi. She's in Children's Church. Hallelujah. Now, this is how the welfare is going to run. We'll be paying very, very much attention to those who are members of the church. We spent money and assistance helping those who are not members of the church. People used to just walk in and say, my child has died, and I'll carry the money of church and give them. I'm not doing that anymore. Are you hearing me? Jesus Christ said, don't give the meat of the children to dogs. I remember the story of one who came to me and said, Pastor, I will need money, I want to go. And I said, are you a member of PGT? He said, no. I said, where are you from? He mentioned the name of the church. I said, does the pastor know you? He said, he knows you. I said, that is his job, to take care of you. It's not me to take care of you. So go and meet your pastor. He said, are we not a member of the same body? I said, you knew that when you were going there. I won't take your offerings and your tithe and everything. I'm going to be giving somebody else that has no business in this house. Are you with me? So it's those who are members of the church and have gone to adoption that I can recognize you and you have an HOD. Yeah. See, a condition, eh? Praise God. And when you are in need, please tell your HOD. It is your HOD that will tell, hey, Mommy Lubi, you are welcome. That's Mommy Princess. Praise God. Okay, I don't want to talk. There's something that ran through my mind. They won't talk. So you understand. So it's not that you come and meet me and say, Daddy, I've not eaten since yesterday. I won't answer you. So don't think I'm a bad person or I'm mean. It's accountability and process. Is that okay? Talk to your HOD. Your HOD presents your case. If he cannot solve your case, it will escalate it to Ms. Olubi. If she cannot solve your case, she'll bring it to the pastorate. Do you understand? And because I only have responsibility to those who are members of PGT. If anybody come from outside and said he has problem that his pastor can't solve, my job is to take from my own pocket and give him, not to go enter church account. I don't know whether you understand me. It's not that I'm driving there, but I won't take what belongs to this house and give somebody else. It's not entitled to it. What I can of my own self give. So don't stop looking at me like that. I tell these people in this church. No. Amen. I've been scammed before. I won't be scammed again. If I tell you the number of scams I've gotten in this church as pastor, you will have mercy on me. So please, understand us. Is that okay? So students, when it's time for exam, but why is it that it's when it's exam period that students don't have money? Please, those of you that are buying 97,000 naira food, don't come and ask for food. I will answer you. I will check your phone. If you bring me fake phone, I will know that you have fake phone. Praise God. Amen. The head of the media group is Deacon Michael. Okay. I think you all know, but now I'm telling you that he's now the head. He's the one in charge of media. You know what media covers? Everything media. Everything media. Praise God. There's one that I know you will enjoy. Sisters Coordinator. It was formerly Sister Precious. Although like as Sister Precious when she was around. Can I see your hand up? All right. You assisted her like officially. You assisted Sister Precious. Your capacity as what? Praise God. I want to appreciate you all in the name of Jesus. I have a new sister squad. Even though she cried, fought, did everything, I didn't look at her face. Please join me as I introduce Sister Mercy of God. Isn't she looking beautiful this morning? She's a sister of God though. I made fun of her yesterday, but I won't tell you the fun. Praise God. I want her to be supported now by Sister Blessing Adelaye. So you get up and let them see you. I didn't know she's this shy. Oh, she wasn't expecting it. No, I didn't. There are some announcements I will not tell when I'm doing my own. Amen. I think we need three, Abby. We need three people two people to assist you. She will be your secretary. We need a financial treasurer. Where is Sister Nike? Sister Nike Kemi. She traveled. She took permission from you, Pastor. Okay, otherwise she will go and cut grass at the back of the house. So Takem is going to be their financial treasurer. Praise God. We still have the same brother, Paul, as our brother's coordinator. Deacon Paul. No, you don't need to worry. Do you know Deacon Paul? He's our official DPO. Praise God. Ha! The big one. I'm having a new committee. You know, we have started our building. We have quite a number of things to do on this land, and somebody has to be in charge of the building, everything. We're going to have a building team and everything. Bro Bayo, before you go, where's Bayo? Your project manager is coming in. Please, we are going to need it. Bro John, where's John? John the beloved. Yeah, there. Stand up. Who else is in a building? Abraham is in mechanical. Is it mechanical or civil? All of you, I'm putting you on our. Is it building committee now or is it a unitary committee? The King Solomon is there, and the person heading that project committee is Pastor Ogi. He's the head. You know, Pastor Ogi is not standing up. Oh. So I'm making a new change. Is stepping down as a youth pastor, and the new youth pastor is Pastor Dansu. I didn't tell any of them. So, please, you walk. Work starts immediately. Our evangelism unit is, we are starting a job, trusting God to start a job in Elugi. And we already have an initiative going on in Akungba. And the Akungba work is I'm handing over to Pastor Akinshusi. Hallelujah. It's been powered by Pastor Bola. Hallelujah. Can you appreciate them? Let me release you. God bless you. The Lord will keep you and be with you. Praise God. Please, all pastors and deacons, we have a meeting after service. Praise God. Now, can I preach? Thank you very much. See, I hope you are not angry. You can't be angry. You shouldn't be angry. Paddy? The ex? No, I don't have to appreciate. God will appreciate them. You see, in this work of ministry, it's not every time they will appreciate you. You just have to get to a point in your life that you just know you are serving God. And he alone rewards. Shobo, not every time. And don't be offended if you don't say, you don't appreciate you. You can come and wash daddy's car, and daddy doesn't even say thank you. Jay, you understand me? I may not say thank you. Eh? But by the way I'm raised, I will say thank you. Jay, you understand? But it's not every time I say thank you. So don't be offended. So I've already confessed my sin ahead of time. Am I forgiven? God bless you. Amen. Can I preach? Father, I commit this hour to your care in the name of Jesus. I ask for direction. I ask for specific words for your people, and that this message will resonate with each of and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Bring life and bring deliverance, because we preach together in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. This morning I want to speak about patterns. And I think I better take my Exodus 25. Let's pick from verse 1 to 9. I will take from verse 1 to 9. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel that they bring me an offering of every man that giveth it willingly. Please pay attention to these words. That giveth what? Willingly with his heart. Ye shall take my offering. And this is the offering which you shall take of them, gold and silver and brass. Now remember this gold and silver. Where did they get them from? From the Egyptians. When he gave the instructions, go borrow not a few. Go tell the Egyptians, borrow me silver, borrow me gold, borrow me brass, borrow me everything. The Bible says the Egyptians willingly gave. And so they left Egypt with treasures. Now the problem with many of us is that when God blesses us with things, we assume they are meant for us. Technically, they are not meant for us. Amen. What did I say? I said technically. It's yours, though, but it's not really yours. Verse 4. And blue and purple and scarlet and the fine linen and gold's hair, the ram skin, dyed red, badger skins, and shittim wood, all for the light, spices for anointing oil, and for sweet incense, onyx stones and stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate. And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them. 9. According to all that I shew thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall ye make it. Praise the Lord. From the onset, we see that God is a God of pattern. And when we speak about pattern, we are speaking about order. We are speaking about a deliberate design. Are you with me, church? God is a God of design. Now, when you come to the New Testament, Paul was writing in 1 Corinthians 3. Can you go to 1 Corinthians 3 when Paul began to speak about such a thing too? He spoke about something similar. He was calling himself a what? A wise master builder. Okay. Look at verse 10. According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builder thereon. But let every man take heed how he does what he builds. The word master builder is as if you combine the work of an architect and a builder together. Praise God. A man, not as it were that, well, naturally he's the one who designs and he's the one who's going to be responsible for the construction. Are you with me? But in this case, Paul was not the architect. Just like Moses was not the architect. God took him into heaven and showed him the pattern. Now, the funny thing about that experience and encounter was that God is precise. Please pay attention to my tenses. I did not say God was precise. I said God is precise. It was so precise that he gave him measurements of all the instruments. Of everything he saw in the temple, they told him, this is the length, this is the breadth, this is the height, this is how you should design it. They gave him everything. They said, that pattern that I showed you, go replicate it. Are you with me, church? Go and do what? Go and replicate it. The whole universe speaks about his glory. Everything is a pattern. Everything is patterned. The solar planets don't just move anyhow. There is a pattern they follow. That so much so you can predict where which particular planet will be at any particular time in the 10,000 years they will still be there at that time. Because they follow a pattern. Amen. The greatest mathematician of all is God. Everything that God did is mathematics. Everything is mathematics. So they're all patterns. Praise God. They follow precise mathematical modelings. And so if you want to know God, or you want to be good in your work, go and study God. Because basically everything all of us are studying is what God created. So if you read your Bible, you'll see everything there that speaks about your course. Irrespective of what it is you are doing. Amen. So God follows pattern. God is a person who is precise about his patterns. And so Paul said, as a wise master builder, I have looked at the blueprint and I've learned how to interpret it accurately. Ability to interpret the blueprint is a key function of the apostolic. If you cannot read it, how then do you interpret? How many of you have been to housing estates? You have been to housing estates. You will notice that basically all the houses look alike. They may not necessarily be constructed by the same contractor. But it is incumbent upon them to follow what has been designed. Do you follow me? They must keep to that pattern. But if you enter an housing estate and find that those houses are different from one another, the only reasonable conclusion is that they had different designs. Right? But in the event they had the same design, but the people who went to build were building based on their own conceptualization, that means something went wrong somewhere. That is why you look at churches and you say we are different. The reason why we are different is because we are seeing it differently. Amen. You don't understand what I'm trying to say. If we have the same architectural design, every church will look like PGT. They should look like PGT. But if you find out that you get to a church and there's no veranda and there is no this one, somebody has changed the plan. So Paul said, like a wise master builder, I was able to see the plan and I laid the foundation. Therefore, please, every other person that wants to continue this work, because we are going to start the building work now, it's not likely that it's everybody that starts with us that will help us finish. Are you with me? Now, if we lay the foundation like this, and we're talking, was it yesterday? Then it was Brother Ibukuna and now he's professor. He was one who helped us lay the foundation of this place. Well, if you don't know, the day is free, please appreciate it. Eba mi dupe lo prof. Even though we have our issues, but we can't forget it. The night we were laying this foundation, we left Pastor Wally, all of us, 9 p.m. You will not know it was bamboo. Before it was bamboo, he laid these things. We didn't know anything. He didn't read building, no. Now, biochemist, too. We were talking about foundation. We have to go to foundation. What can you know foundation? Amen. Ah, she saw it test. One of my boys said, Pastor, we have to do soil test. I said, shut up. All that nonsense, they taught you in foot. You can come and do it. You don't have time. I beg, let us go, Joe. I thank God my house has not collapsed. I did it by feet. Ah, low, but God helped us. If I had plenty money to play around, I would have done all the soil tests to do. But we have money. But the thing is, Solomon said, it's not carrying low. That's why we are doing yanga. It is you that know. Praise God. Am I communicating? What I'm trying, therefore, to say is that, look, everything, especially when it relates to God, it follows the pattern. There's a pattern for your life. He has plans and patterns for marriages. Now, the pattern he has, it's not like he has a pattern for you and a pattern for me. No, it's the same pattern. Amen. Said, husband, love your wife. That's the pattern. If you deviate from that pattern, you are building with another pattern in mind. And God was very strict. He said, build according to the pattern I showed thee. You have no right to build after another pattern. Otherwise, you'll be a transgressor. So look at your life. By what patterns are you building? That's why some of us, we build by another pattern. We copy friends. There was a young lady that married one of us many years ago. And after the marriage, she was always complaining. Ah, my friend has bought car. Ah, my friend has gone to Dubai. And the brother's head was just spinning. When will I reach up to that level? You are building according to another pattern. Because God didn't show us that kind of pattern. Are you finding a wife and are you finding an husband? There is a pattern in the Bible. Go and look for it. As an architect or as a builder, you have no right to come to site and use your own design. I don't know what I'm talking, Pastor. You can say, well, you want to have a room here. You can't have a room here. How can you have a room here? Okay, I'm not doing room here. I'm doing garage. You don't have that right. The architect that designed said that there must be room there. You can't turn it into garage. Praise God. So God has not changed his mind. He's still a man of patterns. Praise God. And so we come to this very important scripture so that you can have an understanding of the context in which these matters have been discussed. Matthew chapter 5, 13 to 16. Pattern. Look at this pattern that Jesus laid. Now the whole of chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7 was a foundational pattern for the Christian life. And if your life is not patterned after this pattern, amen. I told you of my experience as a bricklayer, apprentice bricklayer, when I was a copper. We were going to construct a dispensary in Adamawa, then Mubi, as part of, what do we do as coppers? Community service. Thank you, Pastor. Yeah, community service. And we were building our wall. We worked from morning to evening. But so around that kind of four, that civil engineer, brother, copper like also. He now came. He looked at our wall and said, this is not a wall. We looked at him like this. Sure. I think she's a lot of rush. Sure. Don't come here and open your mouth anyhow. He said, you cannot do anything. He said, we have to pull it. I said, you can't pull nothing down. We will manage it like this. He now brought a plumb line. He now put it. Well, be what? She wore. And what was like this? So. That was my experience in knowing that you can't build anyhow. We pulled it down. Grudgingly pulled it down. So if you have been building and it's not according to pattern, you have no choice but to pull it down and do it again. Only a fool is going to Abuja and found out that they misdirected him and is on his way to Lagos. Are you with me? I said, my manager could not bear. Does it sound ridiculous? Then that's how our whole lives are. As a manager, somebody gave you a wrong direction and you are facing Lagos, but really you were to go to Abuja because that's where you wanted to go. I said, I have gotten to Ore. Is it Ore? Ore, is it close? I've gotten to Overhead Bridge. Agam Overhead Bridge. Ah! If you are smart, you will know that it's time to make a U-turn. Yes, it's costly. You buy more fuel. You spend more time on the road. Praise God. But you eventually will get back to Abuja. Old Makweni. How do they say in Yoruba? Elede. Don't lie, yo. How do they say it? But eventually you get to Oyo. That's what is important. It's not like, I've traveled. No, I went to Lagos. Lagos is okay too. No, that is not the way to live your life. So if you have followed the wrong pattern in life, you follow friends, you follow people that you ought not to have listened to and have set you on the wrong path of life, friend, change. That's what we call repentance. You make a U-turn. Repentance is not turning 360 degrees. You know 360 degrees is like you're back to the same position. You change 180. You were facing here, you face there. That's 180 degrees. I hope I'm still correct. Yeah, praise God. Because the pastors don't know book. It's possible. Praise God. So you have to change. You have to look at your life. Are you following the pattern? Now look at what Jesus Christ said. You are what? The salt of the earth. And what? But if the salt have lost the savour, wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. The next verse, 14. Say, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. 15. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on the candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. 16. Let your light so shine before men, that they may what? See your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. This is the pattern for each and every one of us. This is not the pattern for pastors alone. This is not the pattern for those who are the called in God. It's the pattern for each and every one of us. He said, ye are the what? The salt of the earth. If you fail to be a salt, then you are not building your life according to the pattern. If you fail to be the light of the world, then you are not building your life according to the pattern. I said in the morning that one of the things I hate people saying to me is that, are you call yourself a Christian? When they say that, it's an indictment. That the pattern they expected of me, I'm not living up to it. Are you with me? Now, it's not that I'm angry against the person saying it. I'm angry that he has the right audacity to open his mouth to say it against me. I'm unhappy against myself, but sometimes, you know, we are very funny people. Well, how dare you be talking to me? Not that kind of, how dare you. But, Paro, the expectation is not in line with what they are seeing. And if people are saying that to you, something is not adding up. You're not building your life according to the pattern, because our lives is like a building. Amen. God is building the temple, and your body is the temple. How are you using your body? How are you using your time? How are you using your life? I've said it here before, that every morning you wake up is an opportunity for you to make amends and make progress. It's not that I thank God people that died yesterday, my name is not there. What makes you better than the person who died? If you are not getting better and better, if you are not building your life no more accurately according to the pattern that God has set for us, then you're just wasting time. Remember the parable of Israel? The Bible said he planted a vineyard, but the vine did not produce, and he said he's going to cut it down. They had to beg him to give it more time. And he gave Israel more time, and Israel still did not produce. They cut it down. It will not be cut down in the name of Jesus. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 16. Now, look at what Paul began to speak to Timothy about pattern. Again, we are looking at our lives. See, I'm praise God. The Bible says, no man have seen God save he who came down from heaven. It's easy for us to say Jesus Christ came to show us the Father. We can sing it, but the funny thing that we don't know that many people don't see Jesus anymore. They are also looking at you to show them the Father or to show them Jesus. But the problem we have that many of us want to be like the world. We are patterning ourselves according to the world. And I have known from the Bible, from the beginning of the Bible, that one of the greatest problems that God has is when you pattern yourself according to the world. You are a disaster. It's a problem. Let me tell you. Praise God. We call it a joke, but I've said it here before. For Lucifer to have dared to challenge God, he had sat down to estimate his chances. Are you with me? He had looked at it and he felt he had more than 80% chance of succeeding. And I asked myself, what could have given him such audacity? What could have suggested he could topple God? What could have entered his small head? Praise God. He looked at God and saw his gentleness as weakness. The best SU, you know SU, when you call somebody an SU, how many of you are proud to be called SU? You are proud to be called an SU. Only those who were ancient can understand it. Is this modern people? Say, Pastor, I don't want you to, don't call me sister. I'm just, my name is just Nike. Ha, I get in by yellow. Amen. God was the perfect SU. They looked at him and they saw nothing desirable in him. May God be. Among spirits, the brighter you are, the more powerful and glorious you are. When they were to describe God in Revelation, they said he that sat was to look like what? A sardine stone. But when they looked at Lucifer, he was decked in how many stones? So when you look at Satan, you look at God, who will you have preferred? Naturally, you would have preferred Satan because he looked more beautiful than God. More attractive than God. And God just sat there. He doesn't get up. He doesn't talk. Really, we need to go talk. Because if he talks, the whole heavens will vibrate. They worship you. When they worship you, they don't say thank you for the worship. Are you getting the picture? I've not been to heaven, no. Praise God. But I'm using my imagination here to describe it. Just sat down there, I'll be looking at them. The angels cry, holy, holy. Did you read in the Bible that after they cried, holy, say, Ekpere, mommy, Ekpere, Kushe. He just sat there looking at them. The only time I heard that God speak, said, who will go and deceive Ahab? That's the time I heard God speak. And it was to destroy a man. May God speak good for you in Jesus. So I will go down and go and deceive Ahab. All the spirits came. I said, we'll do this. Then one came. He said, I will go and be a lying spirit in the mouth of his prayer. Okay. Yeah, go and prosper. Are you with me? So it's easy to take God for granted. And so when God calls you to a life that looks as if you are unattractive, you are not anything, the world despises you, it has a reason. It's deliberate. The Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nay, it has not come into the mind of man. What God has in mind? He has a store for them that love him. He has deliberately kept it. That only those who will believe will be worthy of it. I don't know whether you're with me. And it could even mean that even if it's demanding from you, follow this unacceptable pattern. And I say, Lord, I trust you. And for this reason, I'm going to follow this pattern. Bible says, glory awaits you. Praise the Lord. But if you follow the world, you know the problem that Israel always had? You want to be like other nations. That has been their problem. Praise God. So there's a pattern.
So he said,
"Albeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering, for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe him to life everlasting." They personally raised Saul of Tarsus to become a murderer. They killed him. They prepared him. Amen. Now, I don't think it was God who prepared him. I believe that Lucifer hijacked this man's life and prepared him to be a destroyer. And God was saying, this is the person, that Satan has anointed with fresh oil that I will use. Because when you look at Saul's life, it should not be saved. All the wicked he has done, he should be in hell. Praise God. So God decided to use him as what? A pattern. There are people like that in life that God uses as a pattern. And your life is one of those lives. People will say, my case is finished. You say, shut up. Let me tell you about my life. By the time you share your testimony, that person is encouraged. Because God has turned you into a pattern. That of those that can be saved, of those that God can help, of those that God has helped. Amen. Somebody was telling that he had anger issues. You don't know where your life, my God, David Otoga, come here. Can you please put your hands? I wasn't expecting to meet you this morning. It's a great privilege, man of God. Amen. Davido. Long time. Are you with me? It's a pattern. They need you for a pattern. Say, God did this in my life. There were many people who were like Paul. But God specifically picked Paul or Saul because he was the foremost among the Pharisees that were determined. This man was, you know what it is to travel length and breadth of a land. They didn't have car. Even if he had a car, he had to fuel the car himself. The high priest was not giving him anything. No, there was no stipend. There was no anything. The man was committed to ravaging the church and running havoc. Said there was none like him among his mates. And God said, this is the person I will now use to show that I am merciful. If God was saving only you and I, some people, some of my own boys, some of my own salary, they say, me, meet the law. Ah, what the law, I want to save like ye. Sure you understand that? Because all the people that are in church are all touche. They speak fine English. Amen. There was a particular story of a young man I saw that Pastor Tony Rappel saved. What, you remember that story? That boy is an example. It's a pattern that God can still go that far to bring people out. You don't write anybody off. Praise God. So in your own area, you are also what? A pattern. And so don't take yourself for granted and don't behave as if everyone has not invested sufficient in your life. So much is upon you because there are people that can only be reached through you, that your testimony can touch. Praise the Lord. So you don't despise your beginning. Praise God. Said God showed forth all long suffering for a pattern to them which should henceforth believe. So when Paul stands to you that, look, how bad are you? Are you very bad? Have you seen bad? Have you taken cocaine plus it both together and everything and concussion? No, different concussion. Well, it's only in Nigeria that I'm robber who has been a killer comes to share testimony and is not put back in jail. Only in Nigeria, but thank God. Now, I'm not trying to put down, do you know Pastor Orisha Jaffo? How many of you know Pastor Orisha Jaffo? You know his history? You know he was a former armed robber? If I didn't tell you, who know? But can you say what God did to him? Bishop Duncan in Ghana, when he came to meet Archbishop, he didn't know one Toro of English. Oh, Toro, he can't talk, he can't read, he can't do no jack. If he heard Duncan speak today, will you believe the man didn't go to school? People are patterns, and men are reading it. Praise God. Titus 2, verses 1 to 10. I think I'll have to start rounding up. It says, but speak thou the things which become what? Sound doctrine. It's not just the preaching, it's the doing. Your life must be consistent with what you say. Otherwise, you'll be called an hypocrite. You'll become like the person who says, do as I say, not as I do. Verse 2. That the eight men be what? Sober. Grave. Temperate. Sound in faith. In charity. Excuse me. In patience. Verse 3. That the aged women likewise. That they be in what? In behavior as becometh what? Holiness. Not false accusers. Not giving too much wine. Teachers of good things. This is the pattern of how we know elders. If you want to be an elder as a woman in the church, this is what we look for. Because we need men and women that can become patterns, that others can emulate. Amen. Verse 4. Look at it. That they may teach the young women to be what? That means young women naturally are not naturally sober people. Praise God. I was talking to one of my daughters. I said, you should be married this year. Ah, Pastor, I don't want to be married. I don't want to be married. I don't want to marry. I want to go to London. I want to go and read. At what age? When you are 30, you now start saying, Pastor, pray for me. You need to go for you. Praise God. I will pray for you. Brother is talking to you now. You are saying, I don't have time. You think it's me that will have time for you? You see. But I say, yes, I'm going to marry. I leave that. They are not sober. You need to be sober-minded. Amen. Pastor, I hope I'm not living. Praise God. The sisters do themselves. Say amen. If you are the sister, say amen. To love their husbands. It's not natural to love your husband. Somebody must teach you how to love your husband. They must teach you. On Friday, I was, at the burial ceremony of Pastor Rifalo's mom. And a professor, former deputy vice chancellor of OEU, wrote a tribute and said it was Pastor Rifalo's mom who taught her how to love her husband. She didn't know. I look at people and I say, what a privilege it is for us to be in church. Because it was in church I learned how to handle marriage. There's no curriculum on marriage in Futa. The last time I checked. They don't have it. You can't find, not even, there's nowhere. You can't find anywhere. You can only find it in the church. And praise God. I can't be teaching everything. I expect the elders and the women who are older to teach the young women how to love their husbands. Praise God. I expect the married to teach those who are coming how to do it. Especially how to propose. Praise God. Rabayo. Praise God. He's always pulling the fourth leg. I'm pulling his own now. Amen. Verse 5. To be discreet. Chaste. Keepers at home. Good. Obedient to their own husbands. That the word of God be not blasphemed. People are watching us. They are watching our conduct. They are trying to see whether you will be true to what you say or you are false. I remember when I got born again and I was preaching Repent or Perish. They made fun of me. They ridiculed me. But funnily enough, all of them were watching me. They were waiting to see whether tomorrow I will say that I don't believe in God again. Are you with me? All these things come together when they want to make a decision to follow Christ. Because they have examples of those who have followed Christ. Amen. And when people want to look for examples of a good home, let it be yours. I know of a pastor and his wife that they are cat and mouse. They fight like no man's business. But they are the ones that are giving counsel, marriage counseling. And I shook my head. Because they said I should not get involved in their problem. I talked to the husband. I said, don't tell my wife. Who. I speak to the wife. Don't talk to my husband. No, I've told you all this. Who. And I'm like, my hands are tied. And they are giving counsel. And people say, ah, Pastor Kenny and the wife. Ah, beautiful home. God will help us. Be an example. Look ahead. Continue. Let me finish. It's because my time is going. Verse 6. Young men likewise, exhort to be what? Sober minded. Why is soberness coming up? Because God expects all of us to be what? Sober. What is the meaning of sober? Thank you. Sober. You are sober. You are laughing, but you are sober. Why did you think God picked those three? Is this 300 men that he picked in the days of Gideon? It's soberness. That was a type of soberness. They did not jump inside the water because they were thirsty. They knelt down, they were scooping water and lapping, and they were looking. They were sober minded. That means their head was correct. Even as they are looking, their head is still correct. Doctrine. And the way you teach other people is very important. Uncorruptness. Indoctrination showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, verse 8. Sound speech that cannot be condemned. They can't fault your argument. They can't argue against your reasoning. Because you are so bad member. That he that is of a contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to see of you. This is the pattern for our life. This is what it means to be a light of the world. This is what it means to be salt of the earth. That is the pattern. You can't go less than this. I'm surprised when I see the way some of you dress. I'm surprised when I see the way some of you speak. I'm surprised when I go to your Facebook and I'm seeing funny things. You are not a good pattern. What I'm reading, what I'm seeing does not suggest to me that you know what you are doing. For how long will you remain a babe? You've got to grow. I tell people, when people say, Pastor, can you? I said, this person is old enough to go to heaven. If he dies today, he's old enough to go to heaven or he's old enough to go to hell. So I can only say, it's left for you to pay attention and obey. So I'm not going to kill myself. I can only speak to you. Listen to me as I close. If you don't build your life according to the pattern, they will pull down the structure. Just like they pulled down the ones we built, they will pull it down. And to be a tragedy when you step into eternity and they say, I didn't send you. May that not be our reward in the name of Jesus. Make amends now. Because if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We are building foundations again. Look into your foundation. Is there a structure that was built in your life that is not according to the pattern? Go to that site and pull it down. It may be your boy's quarter. Amen. I said, it could be what? Your boy's quarter. I don't know why this is shaking. It could be your boy's quarter. And that boy's quarter could be your understanding of your ambition in life. This is my ambition. This is my ambition. This is my ambition. That could be your boy's quarter. It's based on the wrong pattern that you are following. Go back and check the pattern that God wants you to follow and build according to the pattern. It could be your front garage. Maybe you are designing it the way you saw your father design his own. Some of us, our fathers were tyrants. They used to beat your mom anyhow. And you want to carry that pattern into your own home. You have to go back to that foundation. You have been building upon that foundation. I don't trust any girl. All the girls, all the sisters say, no. The sister should not talk in church. The sister should not cover hair. That pattern is not right. Go and pull it down. And build another according to the pattern. Am I communicating? You have to look at your life. So that it can be a light. And you can be the salt of the earth. Because they are trusting you. God is looking for you that you will do what he wants you to do. And people are waiting upon you to help them with their walk in life. I want us to bow down our heads and pray. What kind of pattern are you showing forth? What part of your life? Some of us have stopped building. Some of us don't even care. But anyhow, you are still building. Every decision you take is adding one block to the structure. Some of us, they look at us and they cannot decide whether we are believers or we are unbelievers. There's no difference. Talk to the Lord. I don't know what part of your life is out of order. Every aspect must follow the pattern. The way you want to run your life, there's a pattern for it. Is it according to the pattern that God has shown us in the mount? Help me, my Father. I need to build according to pattern. You must build according to pattern. You must build according to pattern. You must build according to pattern. The Bible says there's a way that seemeth right to a man. It always ends in destruction. Because it's not according to pattern. It's not according to pattern. Oh, Father, help us. Holy Spirit, only you can help us. The psalmist said, Lord, examine my life. Examine my heart. If there's wickedness there. There could be a doctrine based on wickedness. It may look good to a man, but it's wrong doctrine. Lord, help me to recognize it and to give it up. Help me to restructure and rebuild according to the pattern you have shown in your word. Lord, help us. Heal our hearts. Take away that love for the world out of my heart. Some of us are built according to the worldly pattern. We are following the pattern of the world. Some of us are pleasers of men. You want to please men. You want to look handsome. They say you are a model. You want to build according to that pattern. That doctrine they've said into your head. You are very fine. You're a good model. It's a wrong pattern. It leads to destruction. Lord, help your people. Help your people to see and to see the pattern accurately. Teach us measurements. Teach us arrangement. I thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. God bless you.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.